It was almost a week ago that Iman al-Obeidi burst into a Tripoli hotel where foreign journalists were gathered. She desperately told the journalists that she had been raped by Muammar Gaddafi's soldiers. Obeidi was soon dragged out of the building by security officials. Later, the Gaddafi regime accused her of being a prostitute. It's not uncommon in the Middle East for rape victims to find themselves blamed and then be seen as damaged goods, even by their own families. But Obeidi's parents are not taking that route. They live in the eastern port city of Tobruk, and they have chosen to speak up in defense of their daughter. This is Iman's father, Atig, speaking to the BBC.
I was very sad about what happened to my daughter, but also very proud that she came forward, that she didn't stay silent.
Iman al-Obeidi's mother, Aisha, says she advised her daughter not to change her account of what happened, no matter how much pressure the Gaddafi regime put on her. She says it's unbearable that her daughter is being accused of being a prostitute.
If they keep saying these things, they will destroy my family. If she is still alive, I am sure that Iman will be strong enough to overcome what she's been through.
Iman al-Obeidi's mother and father are now waiting anxiously for any word on their daughter. For now, no one actually knows where she is.